Tempe, or Orlando. Take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Amaranth's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. And normally on Fridays at this time, we would be joined by Colin Jeffrey to talk about movies. But he had to take his little daughter to a doctor today. And so he's asked if we can push the segment back about 15 minutes or so. So hopefully we'll have Colin on at about 4:30, and hopefully his daughter is doing okay. A couple of stories to get to still today. One has to do with all the movement in the NFL this week. The Rams, of course, getting Nick Foles as quarterback, saying goodbye to Sam Bradford, which I thought was a really, really good thing to do.
Yeah,
seems like a lot of people are favorable of this one.
I don't have anything against Sam personally or as a spokesperson for Charter. I thought he did a fine job with both. But
the fact that he wouldn't take a pay cut, I think, sealed the deal.
Yeah. Well, he's guaranteed the money for one more year because he had a $65 million five-year deal. The last huge deal that an NFL quarterback got right out of college, out of the University of Oklahoma, before they put in the rookie cap there. And so he's going off to Philadelphia where he'll start for the Eagles. And what's the over-under on number of games he actually plays this year?
Yeah, I'm reading a lot of different things online. A lot of people are saying this may be just a that he'll never start a game for the Eagles. It may be a package.
Why would they take him for that much money?
I read something that the Titans may be interested in Sam Bradford, and they own the number two pick in the draft.
And they want to
trade up. So maybe it'll be a package deal so they could get
Marcus Mariota.
Mariota, yeah, from the Oregon quarterback.
Maybe. Why would Tennessee want to spend that much money on Sam Bradford?
Maybe money will be in. I don't know. Do they do that, those deals where somebody will pay some of the salary?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. If Sam were to ask me for advice, and that's never going to happen, of course, but if he were to ask me for advice, I would tell him, stop playing football. I'm serious about this. Because it's only really in the last 5 or 6 years that we've learned what happens.
Oh, the damage that it can do.
To the brains of some of these guys getting pounded into the turf and into each other's helmets and all that stuff.
A lot of these guys are retired. I can't remember his name, but a really good linebacker for the Steelers retired at 27. He said, "I'm done.
Yeah,
I got my $50 million or whatever."
Right. Why wouldn't Sam do that? $65 million is enough to keep you going for the rest of your life, even if you're only 30 years old.
Now, how old is Sam Bradford?
He's probably he's 5 years out of college, so
he's
28.
28, yeah.
Wow.
28 years old. Okay, you're going to be able to handle the mortgage.
Yeah,
you know, as long as you don't do something stupid like most lottery winners do and blow it on investments, but take that money and just enjoy the rest of your life while you still have a brain that has not been turned into oatmeal.
Exactly.
Or knees that are, and yes, back and everything else.
You know, I always used to use the example before we heard all this stuff about concussions and what it was doing with traumatic brain injury to a lot of these guys. The example I always used to use was Dan Dierdorf.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when he was working here doing the morning show, and I was doing the midday show, and I'd come in and say hello to him, and I'd watch him walk down the hall, and it was the struggle of his life. And, in fact, he gave up working full-time on NFL broadcasts because he just couldn't, his knees just couldn't take the travel anymore.
Yeah.
So for a lot of these guys, I know that it's a game that you love, or at least you loved when you started doing it, when you were very young, maybe from the time you were 10, maybe even earlier, 8 years old, you started playing football. You did it through middle school. You did it through high school. You got into a college. You got into a good football program. You were really, really good there. You got picked high in the draft by an NFL team. You signed a huge deal for a lot of money. The average career in the NFL is 4 years.
Wow.
4 years. You know, the guys who go on and play forever tend to be punters.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the position you want.
Yeah, a punter or a place kicker.
If you want a child to have a long career in the National Football League, don't teach him to throw a ball. Teach him to kick a ball. And I mean, I'm not talking about soccer here. I'm talking about punting or place kicking. Those are the guys who go on and do it. Well, you can do that position for 20 years. And all you have to remember is when you punt the ball or kick the ball and the other guy runs through all the other 10 guys on your team and it's your job to tackle them, your job is essentially to try to just get him out of bounds. Do not tackle anybody.
No, push him.
Give him a push. Maybe you jump, maybe you dive down looking like you're tackling at his feet, but you're really just hitting the ground.
Yeah.
But make it look good. Take some acting lessons. Go ahead, do that.
And you're missing him by 10 or 15 feet.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. So what if you're on SportsCenter's not the top 10 that week?
Yeah.
You're still going to have a 15 or 20-year career. You know what? Punters don't get $65 million contracts.
No.
But they get to play for 10 or 15 years. There are some guys who've been, I think Ray Guy, who's the only punter in the National Football League Hall of Fame, I think he played over 20 years. How old was George Blanda?
Oh, my goodness. George Blanda was...
He was not like 95 when he finally...
I know, when he finally decided to stop.
So, that I mean, that's the position.
Wow, there's a name. George Blanda.
Yeah. And the other NFL, you know, there were a lot of moves this week. And
hey, who was the guy that... held the record for the longest field goal with a half a foot.
Tom Dempsey. 63 yards, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold it anymore. I don't know who does now, but that was the guy. I interviewed him a couple of times. Really, really nice guy. Really insightful about it. And actually went on and instructed young place kickers.
Yeah.
First, lose half a foot. No.
And he did not.
He didn't say that.
And he didn't. Those old place kickers back then, they just went straight on.
Yeah.
They took like one or two steps.
It was before the soccer style kicking, right. But with all the other moves this week, there was one move that I was absolutely stunned by, and that was Ndamukong Suh getting picked up by the Miami Dolphins for a $100 million contract. Now, what's the message that you're teaching young, up-and-coming football players here? Kids, if you want to do well in the NFL, you really should learn to stomp on your opponents. Literally stomp on them. Because this is the guy who got in trouble twice.
Right.
And the second time was when he stomped on Aaron Rodgers of the Packers twice. I'm standing on your foot. Oh, let me lean back and step on the other leg.
Yes.
$100 million for that guy. Remarkable. There's a guy in Indiana who's a politician who's been busted for sexting with a woman. Remember Anthony Weiner? He was from New York, right? Was it New York or
yes,
New Jersey?
New York.
New York, okay. Anthony Weiner is a congressman who got caught sexting with a woman by the name of Sydney Leathers. Was that her real name or was that her porn name?
Yeah, I don't. I can't remember.
That's the only name we have for her. So we had that lesson that politicians and everybody could have learned, which is other people are eventually going to see this. And when you're sexting with somebody, you know, when you're taking pictures of your junk and texting it to somebody or Snapchatting it to them, remember that they can hold on to that information. Well, the guy in Indiana is Indiana State Representative Justin Moed. who's engaged to be married in September. And now the woman who he's been sexting with has come forward. Guess what her name is?
Oh.
Sydney Leathers.
Really?
It's the same woman.
The same woman?
Yes. The New York Post confirmed last week that they exchanged sexts. Then Leathers confirmed to Fox 411 that she sexted with Moed after he responded to one of her ads seeking a sexual partner.
Oh, my goodness.
According to the story, Moed sent graphic sexual texts to Leathers using the Twitter handle Bitchboy.
My goodness.
Right there. Let's just stop right there. Let's take the sexting out of the equation. You're a professional politician. You have a position in the State House. I was going to say a position of respect, but
no.
We know that's not true.
No.
But you have a position where you're a legislator representing a portion of the state, and your Twitter handle is Bitchboy. The sexting relationship started when Moen responded to her Twitter post in February in which she said she was looking for a new, legitimate hashtag FinDom slave. What's that, Ian? You know all the hashtags.
FemDom?
Fin. FinDom. F-I-N.
Oh, I've heard of FemDom.
Is like a dominatrix.
Yeah,
kind of,
I don't know what Fin is.
Well, maybe this next sentence will give you a clue. She wrote in her tweet, must actually be willing to spend money or you're useless to me. I guess the Fin
financial,
is financial.
Domination. There we go. Involving a submissive being forced to give money to the dominator.
So she was the dominatrix in this situation,
yes.
And she's forcing him to buy her stuff and give her money. Unusual relationship. I don't think any man's ever been in a relationship like that where he had to buy stuff to get sex.
Especially with somebody with the username Bitch Boy.
A source gave Fox 411 a receipt showing that this legislator purchased gifts for Leathers. She said she was shocked when she found out that she'd been sexting with another lawmaker. Quote, I Googled him and found out he's a lawmaker. Apparently only politicians can pick up on my pheromones. She said that he was into some really freaky stuff, but says, I don't think it should cost him his job. Quote, is he displaying poor judgment by sexting me, of all people? Obviously. But should sexual situations define politicians? They are human, after all.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. None of this really matters to anybody except his wife and anybody else that he's been involved in. I couldn't care less.
Or his fiance?
Yeah, that's what I mean. His fiance, yeah. I mean, getting married in September, I can see how that might be an issue that might affect the relationship going forward.
That might be.
Not only were you sexting with somebody, but you're stupid enough to do it with the same woman who helped bring down another politician.
But, honey, we're not married yet.
Yes, but when you put that ring on my finger, that meant you keep your junk in your pants.
Yes.
I have never, ever had an inkling or an idea of taking a picture.
I haven't taken the picture, and I have no inkling, no desire to, but I've actually asked a couple of women, would you want that? Not that I'm offering to send you a picture of my junk, but most women go, ew, no.
Yeah.
Ew. Not quite the same.
No.
So it says in the article that Leathers has done a couple of X-rated videos, but now has returned to school in Indianapolis and is working towards a degree in radio and television.
Oh
great.
Good for her. Well, she'll get in.
With her skills, how could she possibly make it in any level of show business? That would be ridiculous.
Yes.
And one last quick story here before we break, and then we come up with...
And Colin is ready. Segment. He's on. He's
he
ready
is?
To go, yes.
Well, and you want to take a break early here?
Sure.
All right, let's do that because I know Colin has a movie review and we've got a whole bunch of showbiz stuff that we got to get to. All coming up here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, everybody. Phil McDermott, the voice of St. Louis FC. Join us tomorrow night for St. Louis FC against the visiting Tulsa Roughnecks here on the Big 550 KTRS. Our pre-match begins at 7 o'clock, a 7:30 kick live from the soccer park in Fenton on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
kind of a mess out there. We've got crashes eastbound 40 at Jefferson or just before Jefferson. The left lane is blocked. You're back solid to Boyle. You've got another accident now on the ramp from Highway 40 down to southbound 270. That's causing eastbound 40 to jam up to Clarkson. Westbound 40 now is jammed at Lindbergh. Southbound 270 still stop and go from Dorset down through Ladue, and then it's just slow pockets all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're slowing in the right lanes from the Guyer overpass down through Highway 44 or 270. Eastbound 270 is slow going from 370 through New Florissant, and look at westbound 70. You're slowing now from Jennings Station Road out through Lucas and Hunt, and then from 170 past the airport. This traffic report brought to you by LifeLock. Identity thieves are looking forward to your tax return. Last year, they stole more than $5 billion from taxpayers by filing fraudulent returns. Put LifeLock to work for you. Use code TAX to save 10% at LifeLock.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Celebrate the tradition of Cardinals baseball this season with incredible bobblehead giveaways. Those giveaways will include the Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Al Roboski, and Lance Berkman bobbleheads. The bobblehead giveaways also include the stars of today. There's the Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter bobbleheads. That's not all. There's the Harry Carey bobblehead as well. Get your tickets through one of our 5 or 10 game promotional packs or as an individual game ticket. 2015 means bobbleheads. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans. The team is celebrating their winning tradition with 3 championship ring promotions this year. There's the 1985 National League Championship ring and the 1982 and 1967 World Championship ring giveaways. Secure your tickets this year through the 5-game ring pack or as an individual game ticket. In St. Louis, it's all about championships. For the fans in 2015, it's about the championship rings. Cardinals baseball. It's where tradition meets today. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Are you looking for a fun weekend trip this spring? One extreme and exciting, or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Maybe you're wine tasting, biking, fishing, or swimming. We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Call us for a free copy of our 2015 visitor guide at 800-442-1488. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile, and the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
Do you remember a time when there was a market on every corner? Those days are long gone, but some of those family markets still exist, like Menino's Market in Cottleville. It's on the corner of Highway N and Highway N, catty corner to St. Joseph's Catholic Church. You want fresh produce. You want catering. You want fresh, warm French bread every single day? Menino's Market. Check it out. And don't forget about their holiday pies. Menino's Market for everything in Cottleville. On the corner of Highway N and Highway N, Menino's Market.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute. That's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
This portion of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon is brought to you by Orrick Home Centers all across the St. Louis area. O-R-E-C-K spells Orrick. With Ian and Dan, I am Paul Harris. Normally in this hour on Friday, we talk with our news director, Colin Jeffrey, who switches hats and becomes movie reviewer Colin Jeffrey and joins me in the studio. But he's actually off on vacation. He texted me last night, "I'm driving down to Dallas, won't be in the studio with you tomorrow afternoon." So he joins us from the road now. Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Paul?
Good. Are you actually in Dallas already?
I'm actually in Dallas already.
Now, I heard through the grapevine here that you had to make a little stop because your little daughter got sick on the trip. How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing fine. Just a little fever. But you know how it goes sometimes. Just have to make certain everything's okay, especially when you're on vacation. So, but everyone's doing well now. So
I'm guessing that part of the frustration of that is not just that your daughter is sick and you want to get her healthy, but also you got to find a doctor who will accept our KTRS insurance.
Yeah, they're all over the place. You know, there's so many to choose from.
Oh, good, good. So you found somebody and she's okay?
You have.
Oh, yeah, she's doing well. We're getting medicine. She'll be good.
Good. Okay. All right. Let's turn our attention to showbiz. Not much happening at the movie theaters this weekend, except for one for the kids and one for the adults, right?
Yeah. And the big one for adults this week is another Liam Neeson movie, Run All Night.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks good, but it's a Liam Neeson movie. It looks like Taken.
Yeah.
It looks like
Taken 2.
Taken 2.
Taken 3.
And it looks like that other movie when he was on the plane or whatever. And
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like every other Liam Neeson movie, but it looks good.
Have you had a chance to see it?
Yes. And the reason it looks like Nonstop is it is a pairing up of the director of Nonstop, Jaume Colette Serra. And this is actually the third time Liam Neeson and this director have worked together. They did a movie back in 2011 called Unknown. It was actually a little underrated. They did Nonstop. It was kind of a popcorn-y action movie. And then they did this. And this is not Taken. This is very different from that. This is not an action-heavy movie. I would actually say it's probably better to classify it as a drama that has some action in it. And the action actually holds back at times, I think, from the rest of the movie.
So no member of Neeson's family is abducted at any point?
Well, not exactly. Liam Neeson actually plays a hitman for a mob boss, and Liam Neeson has sort of become drunk and stepped away from his role as a hitman. But his son witnesses the murder of Ed Harris, is the mob boss, witnesses the murder of Ed Harris's son. And I'm not really going to say anything else because that detracts from the first two-thirds of the movie, is sort of that thriller-drama aspect of it. And you don't want to give too much away, but it's Liam Neeson and his son trying to sort of reform a bond and stay alive.
Wait a second. Didn't we have a couple of movies last year where there was a hitman? Remember 3 Days to Die, the worst movie of the year, by my reckoning, with Kevin Costner, who he has to save himself and save somebody else or take somebody out. I can't even remember the stupid plot. But the other part of it was, and reconnect with his daughter.
Yeah, and that didn't work because they tried to make it an action movie. And this, they tried to make a drama and said, oh, wait, we might need to sell some tickets. Let's toss some action in here. And they shouldn't have. They should have left the action away, and you'd have had a really good drama thriller, I think. But they tried to put too much action in, especially in sort of the last, the third act of the movie. And it actually detracts from it. Now, you guys were talking about Taken. I don't know if you saw this, but about 2 or 3 days ago now, Liam Neeson said he's retiring from action films.
Yeah, so, not for 2 more years. He must have a couple more movies coming out.
He's got a couple more movies, but again, I don't know how much we can take this. Back in, I think, 1999, he said he was retiring from acting altogether, and that clearly hasn't happened. But just view this as a drama, and I think you'll set your expectations correctly and enjoy it. But if you're looking for another sort of popcorn nonstop Taken, you're not going to like this as much because it's definitely not that. It's trying to be something much closer to Unknown. In fact, another movie that if you liked, I think you'll like this, if you liked Tom Hanks and Road to Perdition, you will probably like this movie quite a bit.
Okay. I did.
Same thing. He's trying to reconnect with the family. He's a hitman for a mobster family in like a 30s, 40s Prohibition era film. And this plays very much like a sort of reimagining in modern day of that.
Okay. You know, before you came on today in the previous segment, Colin, I was talking about NFL players like Sam Bradford, who, you know, after a few years of getting their head pounded into the turf and concussion after concussion after concussion, having to be removed from games, plus, you know, having their knees repaired a couple of times. At a certain point, they should just take the money and retire. I think that's what Liam Neeson is doing here. Look, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do some movies that are the movie equivalent of a concussion. I know that. I'm going to do that for 5 or 10 years. And then when that's over, and by the way, he's already in his mid-60s, just hang it up and enjoy the millions of dollars and maybe take the occasional role. And the best thing he can do after that is start doing some character work where he's not the star of the movie.
And this has that character work in it, believe it or not. This feels like a character-driven drama that's kind of tied down by some unnecessary action. It's so odd, and it reminds us, wait, this guy can actually act. He's quite a talented actor. But again, you know, he makes $20 million for Taken 3. I don't know about you, but for $20 million, I'd do Taken 4 through 10. So, you know, he's making a lot of money, but this is definitely not Taken. I went in thinking, oh, I'm going to see Taken 6 or whatever, you know, I'd walk among the tombstones. They all sort of blend together. This feels different and genuinely different. That being said, it's still sort of held back, as I said, by some of the action. It's a little clunky and it goes on just a bit too long. It has what I hate in a lot of movies with multiple climaxes as you move through it. You're like, oh, this is, no, it's not. You know, in the horror movies, the bad guy always gets back up. You start to feel that sort of moving through the movie, but still enjoyable, especially if you go in sort of with your eyes open and realize this is not going to be popcorn action.
What do you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
I give it a 6 out of 10 because of that action drawing it back, but I think people should go see this because it reminds you, oh, wait, Liam Neeson actually can act when he needs to, and I'm a huge Ed Harris fan. Anytime you can get Ed Harris in a film, I'll probably watch it too.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that's Run All Night, which you're giving a 6 on a scale of 10. Speaking of Ed Harris movies, I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday about a movie that he appeared in. He did not star in. It was called A History of Violence. Came out probably about 10 years ago. I don't think enough people saw this movie, and now I'm blanking on the name of the guy who stars in the movie with
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen plays a guy who lives in kind of small-town America. He is working at the diner, or maybe he's just having breakfast at the diner, and some guys come in to rob the diner, and he kind of takes them out. In such a way that he's proclaimed a hero, and there's newspaper coverage and TV coverage, and that reminds some people who knew him when he was in his previous life a really, really mean guy who worked for some really, really bad guys. And one of those bad guys is played brilliantly by Ed Harris. And it's very, very interesting. And there's an interesting cameo in it that I will not give away later on in the movie. But that's one I think people should put on their Netflix queues. It's called A History of Violence. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. And again, it did sort of, it had the Taken effect on Viggo Mortensen. He did a few films that really felt like that, including one called Eastern Promises, where he sort of played this quiet, you know, walk softly, carry a big stick, former mob guy. But History of Violence was my favorite of those films he did. And, oh, yeah, I highly encourage people to watch that if you've missed it.
Okay, now the other movie that's opening this weekend, I mentioned there was one for adults and one for kids. The other movie that's opening is a yet another telling of the Cinderella story.
Cinderella again, but it's live action this time, right, Paul?
Yeah,
it is live action. It looked the trailers look kind of dark for kids.
And I haven't seen this, but I've talked to a couple people who have, and this is a problem we're running into, I think, with a lot with comic book movies. We all know how Cinderella started. We don't need another origin story over and over and over, and that's what I'm sort of gathering from this is. I haven't heard anything really bad about it, but it's just getting tiresome that it's like, okay, in case you didn't know who Cinderella is, here's who she is.
Well, and I guess you're doing a new version for a new generation. Every 10 or 15 years, you got to do it because there are a new bunch of little girls who are going to want to see the movie.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I mean, they're betting heavy on these because they've got even more coming out in the coming years, more of these live-action retelling kind of fairy tales or Disney classics.
I'm curious about this, and I know you haven't seen the movie, but why is a Cinderella movie rated PG instead of G? Is there such a thing as a G-rated movie anymore?
Very few, believe it or not. Some of the animated movies, like typically hand-drawn animated, can be G, but by and large, they've moved on to PG because they have to keep parents engaged, and so... That's what we're seeing more and more frequently with those movies is PG ratings for, I mean, is a retelling of a G-rated movie.
Yeah. All right, a couple of other showbiz things I wanted to ask you about. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how there's going to be a female reboot of Ghostbusters starring Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy, and I can't remember the other women. Oh, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
And another woman from Saturday Night Live, another black woman from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, the newest.
Oh, Leslie Davis is her name.
Yeah.
So that is already in pre-production, as I understand it, or at least they're working on finishing up the script to it. But then I read this week that there's going to be another male version of Ghostbusters. What's that about?
It's about new characters and expanding the universe and making more money. Oddly enough, I actually spoke to someone, and they manufacture a toy. It's a little marshmallow shooter. And they got the rights to the licensing rights to Ghostbusters. And they said, apparently Ghostbusters, they are shopping this around because they have plans for at least two movies. And who knows from there if they'll do cartoons or what. But they are planning to sort of expand the Ghostbusters universe. So I don't know if it'll be Ghostbusters as franchise, then look at these four guys who bought a Ghostbusters in San Francisco. I don't know, but they're going to make money because they announced this all-female cast. And while I think some critics might be saying, I don't know about this, people are really hungry for more Ghostbusters.
Well, I guess it's like we were talking about there, you need a new Cinderella for every generation, although I don't think you need a new Ghostbusters. Even when they did Ghostbusters 2, that wasn't so good, and Bill Murray after that said, there will never be a Ghostbusters 3. And now here we are talking about a female version of it and a new version of it with new guys in it. Very odd.
It really is, and it's one of those things. I really liked Ghostbusters 1 and 2, and I'd hate to see them release two blatant cash grabs that are really bad.
Me too. All right, a TV note. Last week on the show, you talked about how you had watched some of the episodes of the new Tina Fey series for Netflix that's called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Have you watched more of it?
I have not. I've been catching up on House of Cards. Have you watched it, though?
Well, yeah, I had binged on House of Cards 2 weeks ago when it came out, and over the last few days, I've watched, I think, four episodes of Kimmy Schmidt, and I got to tell you, Colin, I'm done with it. Not that I hated it, but it kind of had the same feeling that 30 Rock had for me, which is I could take it in small doses. Every once in a while, I could watch it. We talked last week about how comedies are not something you can binge on in the way that dramas are with their continuing storylines. And I like Tina Fey, and I like what she did with some of the stuff on 30 Rock, but a lot of it in this show has that same pacing, that same comic sensibility, that same storytelling vibe that 30 Rock had, which, you know, has some clever things going on in there, but it's just too much after a while. I feel exhausted watching one episode.
I can understand that, and that's why it'll be interesting. We have the exact opposite pattern of releasing comedy episodes coming out this week. Community, the sort of on-again, off-again NBC comedy that's now been picked up by Yahoo Screen, starts this week on the 17th, and they are releasing one episode a week until they're done with the series. So they're just saying, instead of turning on your TV, you can watch a new episode once a week online. So it'll be interesting to see if that keeps people wanting to come back every Tuesday or Thursday when they release it for a new episode, because I agree with you. There aren't any comedies that I've ever sat down and I'm like, I could watch 15 of these. I know Ian has Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I'm sort of in the same boat as you. I like watching a comedy, maybe two episodes, but then I'm done.
I will say about this releasing something weekly, that's what Amazon does with its series that it puts out there. And, you know, they started doing it with that John Goodman series, Alpha House. You watch one episode, then you got to wait a week later to watch the next episode. That's okay when you have something on regular TV because I can set my DVR to record it and I never have to actually remember. All I have to do is when I turn on the TV and look at what I've recorded, oh yeah, that was recorded this week. I can watch that whenever I want. But I'm never, ever going to remember it's Thursday. I have to go to Yahoo and look for a new show.
But I believe on the app you can set reminders to say, hey, this show's out. I want to know more about this. And the only other one that I have experience with is Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. When he announces those are going to come out, I'm on that website the day that it comes out because I really like that. And I can watch it anytime I want that day, which I like. But it'll be interesting. Community has a really devoted following, especially online. So they may have tapped into something with this. We'll have to wait and see what sort of the numbers are as it gets watched each week.
Well, that's kind of the way I felt about this Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the Tina Fey sitcom that she does not appear in, by the way. I feel like I have to make that disclaimer every time we talk about it. She's the creator, and she writes it with Robert Carlock, her partner, and her husband Jeff Richmond did the catchy theme song that you talked about last week. But you know, they did it for NBC, and NBC said, no, we're not going to put it on in prime time. Again, as you pointed out last week, because NBC is out of the sitcom business in prime time for the most part, but also because they looked at this and said, this is going to be kind of a niche show. I mean, if you look at 30 Rock, that was never a smash hit. That was never a Seinfeld. That was never a Big Bang Theory. It never got big numbers. Either did Parks and Rec or some of those other shows that were part of that NBC Thursday night comedy block.
Yeah, you would never hear that talk about it around the water cooler like other shows. I never heard anybody talk about, oh, did you see the 30 Rock episode last night?
Occasionally, if they had some interesting cameo or something like that, it would get a little bit of buzz, but not that much. And I know it's in syndication now because they made more than 100 episodes. I never come across it on TV and go, I love this episode.
Right.
And I think that NBC was right to have the same feeling about the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Put it on Netflix. That way people who like that sort of stuff can always watch it to their heart's content. But it was going to drag down NBC even more in prime time, if such a thing is possible.
Yeah, and part of the problem is, though, I think NBC hasn't figured out how to monetize online viewing. Because, again, online shows like 30 Rock and Parks and Recreation, Community, all these NBC comedies that never found a huge audience, they got watched and rewatched and discussed online. But they never figured out a way to make money off of that. So I fault NBC, actually, for the failure of those shows to draw huge audiences because they just never figured out how to make money off of it. There were plenty of people watching the show online, but they weren't turning on their TVs. And NBC hasn't figured out how to do that, but we've seen HBO now at least say, we figured out how to get people to pay for a program, and we're going to offer just the programs You don't have to buy a whole cable package. $15 right. a month, watch everything. So I wouldn't be shocked to see other networks start to say, you can have access to all the NBC shows ever for $9.99 a month. I mean, we've talked about this. At some point, there's fatigue. But NBC has to figure out how to make money from online viewing because more and more people are doing it.
Yep. Of course, at a certain point, you're going to end up paying $300 to watch TV as opposed to the, what is it, $50 to $100 a month that you're paying for cable and getting all of those things. Those shows aren't going to be on the TV anymore. Well, they'll be on the TV, but with a different input than than what you've been using before. All right. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thanks for checking in today, Colin.
Thank you.
That's Colin Jeffrey, brought to you each week by ORECK. Their home centers are all across the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. O-R-E-C-K spells ORECK.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. A little bit of rain, a little bit of problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess out there, Dan. You've got a new crash now, eastbound 70 after the Earth City Expressway has the two left lanes blocked. Right now you're backed up on the approach to the Blanchette Bridge. Still working with that crash on the ramp from Highway 42 southbound 270, and that's causing all sorts of delays on eastbound 40 from about Clarkson up to Highway 270. You've got eastbound 40 traffic jam solid from Boyle to the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 44 from Grand up through 55, and eastbound 270. It's pretty solid now from 370 through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you've dreamed about transforming your home, nothing makes a bigger impact than new Marvin Windows and Doors. Choose from beautiful handcrafted solutions that both inspire and excite. Windows that frame more than a view. Patio doors that blur the line between inside and out. Energy efficient options that enhance your comfort. Small details that make a big difference. Marvin is a family owned American company with a heritage of craftsmanship and innovative products that make unforgettable impressions. Choose from Marvin's virtually unlimited selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local independent Marvin dealer is the window and door expert that will help you explore all the possibilities so you can bring your vision to life. Dream big. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Find inspiration at Fisher Window and Door, your local Marvin dealer in Brentwood, or at fisherwindow.com, and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-266-2063. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-266-2063. That's 1-800-266-2063.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM in the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or you can download their STL Taxi app. It's free. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everyone. Good Friday afternoon. Happy, I guess, Friday the 13th. How about that?
That's correct.
Yeah. You guys were talking about the cable television. This is kind of an interesting story. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, a woman who was upset about the poor service from her local cable company threatened to blow it up
And to blow up the cable company, they evacuated everyone out, and because they're cable employees, the evacuation took 9 hours.
We'll have you out of the house from 9 to 9. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams were ordered to pay over $7 million to the family of Marvin Gaye over the song Blurred Lines. An appeal, as you might imagine, has already been filed by a lawyer. The lawyer says he wasn't able to see anything in court after sitting behind Pharrell's hat.
Right. Yeah, the headline of the story was Robin and Pharrell got to give it up.
Oh. That's good.
You're welcome.
Man, you're hip. You're a lot more hip than I am. A lost kitten in New Mexico has ended up somehow in Maine. How about that? Kitten says the last time he's going to use MapQuest to find his litter box. And finally, this happened. This is pretty cool. A lost city has now been discovered deep inside the Honduran rainforest. The place is incredibly remote. There are no cars, no cell phones, and only 16 Starbucks.
Wow.
Crazy. A moat.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you very much, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too.
See ya. Did Bill mention MapQuest?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anybody use MapQuest?
No. I think that was the punchline there, is that... That's why it was so screwed up. That was what everybody used about 10 years ago, and then Google Maps came along.
Google Maps or Apple Maps.
Right, yeah.
It's not the same.
I've only used Google Maps, and I can't imagine anything being better than that.
There are times when I need to go somewhere, and I'll just pick up my iPhone and ask Siri for directions, and I'll look at those directions, and I'll close it, and I'll open up Google Maps for the correct directions. Much, much, much more reliable.
And I love the real-time traffic on Google Maps. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple different ways I can go home, and every night when I leave here, I open up Google Maps and have it tell me which way to go.
You're not supposed to be looking at your phone while you're driving, but sometimes when I'm following someplace to a place I've never been before and I need to see the actual visualization of it, I'll put it up on my dashboard so I can look at it. And I love being able to see at each intersection, Google Maps tells you this route would be 1 minute shorter. This route would be 1 minute longer. Sometimes it's this route 10 minutes longer. Don't turn right here, whatever you do. If you were thinking of going right, don't go